We're the two Boomer Bras. I'm Dr. Sharon Rosen.
And I'm Rebecca Forstad Olkowski with Life, Love, Laugh.
And Unsolicited Advice.
Coming to you this time from the London Bridge in Arizona, I'm Dr. Sharon Rosen.
And this is Rebecca Forstad Olkowski.
And we are
the two Boomer Bras. Okay, so we have a fun guest today. Her name is Maggie Simon, and she is a cabaret singer. Say hi, Maggie.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Sharon. Hi, Rebecca. I'm having a beautiful time here. It's very sunny in L.A. today.
Yeah, I actually went down to Orange County today, so it's even nicer down here, I think.
It is. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And we were out walking around, breathing in the good air, and having a really good day today.
All that wind has to be good for something, and we're left with good air. That's always a good thing.
That's right.
So how long have you been singing?
Oh, I've been singing most of my life, but I haven't had time to really be serious about it until the last 5 years. And I've done 7 live shows at the Catalina Jazz Club in Hollywood.
Oh, that's a great place.
Oh, it's the best. It's got a beautiful stage, so you can fit the whole band and yourself, and it has wonderful food, a wonderful cabaret atmosphere, and it seats about 240 people. That's the largest venue we have in L.A. for that.
I didn't even realize it was that large. It seems so intimate.
Yeah, it is. There is an intimacy there, but it's a big stage. It's a big room, so from the viewpoint of a performer, it's fun to play that stage in that room.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, we've been there before.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen a couple of things there. It's fun. Yeah. So you say you reinvented yourself as a vocalist, as like a professional vocalist. What did you do before that? You weren't like a full-time singer before, right?
No, I was in business. I had my own business management practice.
Business management, and believe it or not, comes in handy now.
Yeah, well, it certainly does. So I've got the business side and I've got the artist side.
Oh, that must be fun.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Yes, it does. It provides an interesting balance. I'll tell you, one's always fighting with the other. The artist wants everything now, and the business person saying, just a moment, stick to the plan, think of the bottom.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, but that's nice to have that balance, I think.
Well, it does work. I just have to work hard to control my artistic impulses. Now that the Pandora's box has been opened, and the girl's
exactly
out, so to speak, it's hard to sometimes to contain myself because I'm always ready for the next idea, for the next show, for the next album.
What made you open the Pandora's box? Show business
isn't easy.
It's the way your life rolls out. In my life, I had a choice after I graduated from college to either go the artistic route or stifle that and go into a real job in a real area where I could earn real money. So I ended up in the entertainment business, which was a good thing because that suited my artistic nature. And I started analyzing stories. I was a story analyst for a big producer at Universal Studios. And that sort of at least kept me in the milieu, so to speak. So I didn't feel like I had the artistic side had totally died, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
And then after that, you're raising kids and you're getting everything taken care of with your life, and then your life changes, and my late husband died very unexpectedly.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It was, but then my life took a turn and all of a sudden I met my now husband, my present husband. He heard me singing at a few parties because I always sang here and there. People are always asking me to do a song or do this or do that because they knew I sang.
Right.
And the little parties, he heard me and he said, oh my goodness, you should be doing more with this. So the next thing I know, he's producing my shows at the Catalina Jazz Club and we just finished recording an album.
Oh, that's nice.
That's fantastic.
So it's like, and you just don't know what life is going to bring about, but it was awful as it was to come to an end in the other life. It's wonderful how it enabled me to be free to do this now in this life.
Yeah, you never know where the twists and turns on the path are going to take you, but it's always interesting.
Yeah, and I always I'm an optimist, so that helps too. I think that you attract to you who you are, and if you're optimistic, you look at the bright side of things, no matter how dire they can get, good things will come to you.
Yes. Absolutely. Manifesting your own desires.
That's right. That's right. You know, I've always loved the American songbook. I like the standards. I like Broadway, and I like modern songs. And, of course, my album is filled with all of those kinds of songs with fabulous arrangements. So everything old is new again.
Oh, very good. So, like, what titles can people look forward to?
Well, you know, the lead song in my album is Nice and Easy, which not only speaks to my new romance with Jack, my husband, but also the way it is in, you know, with romance, the way it should be. You want it to roll out easily and naturally. And it swings, and it's an upbeat song, and people really like it.
Very good. And what other songs from the Great American Songbook can we look forward to?
Well, you know, all the titles in my album. I'm very excited, you guys, because it's only been out a couple of months, and it's got 5-star reviews on Amazon, which is one of
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. I recorded this album in 2 days, 2 back-to-back 8-hour days in Capitol Records in Studio A. Are you ready? Where Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole, Judy Garland, Dean Martin, all the greats recorded their album.
Oh, that's
amazing.
How did that happen?
Well, my darling
get
husband,
in there?
He made the arrangements. He produces my, you know, work, so he made the arrangements. And before you know it, we had 2 days. We managed to get the band together for 2 days, which isn't easy because these guys are always working because they're the top studio musicians in town. And we got in there and we just powered through it, did all the songs, and we arranged the album in show order like I would do a show.
Right.
And it just was magical. We didn't have to do any post-production. It's like a live performance. So when you play the album, it sounds like I'm in the room with you because it hasn't been edited and cut and pasted like they do today. It hasn't been
overproduced. They do so much post-production now on music, you feel like it could be anybody in front of the microphone.
Well, all I can tell you is it's a challenge because when you're a live performer, you're used to the synergy with your audience. You get the feel from the audience, and it's very exciting, the give and take between the performer and the audience, and the band's in on all that, too. But there I was in the recording booth singing to my imaginary audience.
Yeah, that makes it a little bit harder. I know I've done that too before.
The name of my album is Yesterday Once More, and all the songs have been arranged around it because they're older songs which have been rearranged. They're familiar, but they sound different with these great arrangements. So it's Yesterday Once More.
I think that's so amazing that you were able to just start at, you know, not that long ago and then be able to record at, you know, Capitol Records and have a major, you know, professional band. That's incredible.
It has been a wonderful ride, and I must tell you, leading up to the album were 7 live shows in 4 years, and that's a lot of work.
It really is.
They were all filmed with they're all 3-camera productions, and on my YouTube channel, Maggie Simon, Maggie with a Y, you can see the show reels and like 65 video clips and radio interview. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff on there. And on my website, there's a sizzle reel on the homepage too. So it's a lot of work to build up the library so that you can go ahead and do a good album.
And helping to promote that by putting things on YouTube is huge. People find performers they like on YouTube every day. That's fantastic.
That's right. And of course, my Facebook following is huge, as well as my Twitter following. So basically, we started building my image with my video clips from my live shows. And that's how my fans got to know me, was through the social media.
How many followers do you have?
Well, with all the sites, including YouTube, about 74,000 and change.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's a lot.
It's just, it has a life of its own. And they get to know you. The fans, and they talk to you and tell you what they think and ask you questions, and it's just really a lot of fun, you know. So I've had a lot of time to get to know my fans. And here's another interesting bit for you about the album. It was made by ranking my fans' likes with my songs. So they, in a sense, my fans picked the songs on this album because I went about it scientifically, taking the songs with the most likes, and then we whittled it down to the most popular playlist.
Oh, that's a fantastic way to do it.
Yeah.
Did you do that through a survey or something?
Well, it's just that they write you every day, and you see every day with your posts what they like and what they don't. And the songs, the video clips of songs with the most likes and the ones that the fans are saying to me for the last 3 years, well, I like your video clips, but they're so short. When do we hear a CD? When do we hear the whole song? You know? And that's how the album came to be made. It's really a compilation of my Facebook and my social media fans. Facebook,
that's
Twitter,
wonderful.
YouTube. all the favorites. So it was hard to miss. And now it's being, oh my goodness, it's being streamed only 2 months out. It's being streamed all over the world on Spotify. And mm-hmm. I've got top 10 countries and top 10 songs. That's an amazing thing because that's the millennial audience, you know. They stream everything
that's true.
On Spotify. So there's that end. And then the baby boomers, of course, because I'm a boomer, they love my music too because that was their music, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So it just has that kind of, you know, audience appeal. So I'm very excited the way it's gone because after only a couple of months out, it's got 5-star review on Amazon and on Target, and people, they just love it.
That's amazing. It's really amazing the way that you put it together and shows really the power of social media anymore. That even for people in the baby boomer generation, you know, you can go out and just take over the world.
Amazing.
I hope so. I mean,
literally.
It kind of feels like it, doesn't it? It really does.
Yeah.
And it's worldwide, by the way. It's all over the world, this album. I mean, and my music. It's all over the world because my fan base is all over the world.
Are there certain areas in the world that, you know, you've got more fans than others?
Well, yeah. Huge following. My number one country, of course, is the United States. And then
uh-huh.
we've got Argentina. There's Spain. Most of Europe. And France. The UK. All the countries in the UK, including Ireland, which
uh-huh.
is not the UK. That's why I had to mention that.
And right.
and some Australia, New Zealand. It's just amazing. Wow. I can't believe it. Even Central and South America, Costa Rica has come up, and this is all
mm-hmm.
with the Spotify and the streaming.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how, you know, just in certain areas in the world, like I'm a voice actor, and I did this Japanese animation dubbed into English, and all of a sudden I have all these fans that pop up in Argentina, so it was really funny that you mentioned that. They
right.
just seem to listen to a lot of things that, you know, you wouldn't expect, I guess.
They're very musical people, you know. My website, by the way, has everything. It's like one-stop shopping. You can go on my website, www.maggiesimonsings.com, and that's Maggie with a Y. And
uh-huh.
on the home page, it shows you all the places where you can get the album. It's being distributed by CD Baby, and they do their distribution
right.
all over the world. It's a very mm-hmm. wonderful operation for a performer, for an artist. And,
right, yeah.
You can sample the tracks. Do you have any questions about the tracks?
Uh-huh.
Well, like, you know, with titles, I mean, you want to tell us what's there?
Oh, of course. Let me just bring this back up on my crazy phone. Well, it leads off with Nice and Easy, which was a very popular standard, you know, recorded by Frank Sinatra back in the 60s. And there haven't been many women that I know of that have, you know, recorded it. And then Yesterday
no.
Once More, which is the title song of the album.
And of course.
The Carpenters, of course, wrote that one. And I've got medleys. I've got Mancini Numbers, Two for the Road, and La Jazz Hot. And by the way,
uh-huh.
this is interesting. In the millennials, on Spotify, the number one and two song. Number one is La Jazz Hot. Number two is Two for the Road. How do you like that one?
That's amazing.
And of course, and Nice and Easy, of course, is right there. They love the whole album. I Had a Ball, My Shining Hour. All these songs, they just love them. And they love all the medleys, too. They're right in the top 10. All my medleys that are in here. I've got my Here's to Life medley, which includes Here's to Life, Got a Lot of Living to Do. Just about, you know, several songs.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a Smile Make Someone Happy medley, and Jack's medley, which is The Look of Love, Can't Take My Eyes Off You, Going Out of My Head. They're all
uh-huh. great,
really
great
medley.
Stuff.
Yeah, all of it. So I know that I think my publicist supplied you with a couple of links to songs. Like, I don't remember.
Yeah, I know.
Nice
I do.
And Easy.
I have the
Jazz Hot.
The Jazz Hot.
Yeah,
that's number one in the world.
Let me play a little bit.
About 90 years ago, way down in New Orleans, a group of fellas found a new kind of music, and they decided to call it jazz. No other sound has what this music has. Before they knew it, it was whizzing round the world. The world was ready for a blue kind of music. And now they play it from Steamboat Springs to La Paz. Baby, and don't ever let
are your favorite types of songs? Like, I know that you've picked out the ones that your fans like. Who are your favorite composers?
Well, actually, between you and me, I like all of them because that's the reason I did them. And of all the ones I like, I let my fans pick out what they wanted. But I love Cole Porter. I've always got a Cole Porter song in there, and it's in my album, I Concentrate on You, is a Cole Porter song. And
it's a great
song.
Yes.
And I love Henry Mancini.
Me too.
I've got two of them in there, a little Jazz Hot and Two for the Road. And I love Yesterday Once More. That was the Carpenters. And they were
beautiful,
like,
song.
Yes, thank you. And all of them, I mean, what can I say? Nice and Easy, Alan and Marilyn Bergman and Lou Spence. And the Bergmans are like two of my favorite modern composers.
Right, yeah, I love them too.
They're amazing, yeah.
And then I have the medley, Here's That Rainy Day, Come In From the Rain. Well, you know, Come In From the Rain was written by Melissa Manchester and Carol Bear Sager.
Yes.
And so I have a combination of, you know, old and new, you know, everything old is new again.
Exactly.
They once more. So everyone that they pick that I just love. I just love everything they pick. There were a few.
I love your costume, too. I love the costumes that you're wearing. Yeah, who designed those? Do you have a designer?
Well, the one that's on there, that's a Giovanni design.
Oh.
Giovanni is one of my favorites. All my little glittery are Giovanni. And all my sparkly long gowns like that. One that you have with me sitting on this stool in the cobalt blue sparkly dress, that's a long gown. That's La Femme.
Oh, nice.
Very nice. Yes, beautiful. Quite lovely. Yeah.
Thank you. Giovanni makes just perfect things for me because I'm rather petite, so it works out well.
Yeah. So what are your plans for the future with your recording career?
Well, I've got another idea for an album in the works, and I still have to do, I think it's going to be a CD celebration because the CD took off so quickly and has been doing so well. I can't do a CD release because it's been released, right?
Right.
I could do a CD released and perform this one. That would be my next show, you know, and get that going.
Right.
And I do have some ideas for future albums. I know I'd like to do a Christmas album. I have a collection of really wonderful modern songs that hardly anybody's ever heard, but they're just fabulous.
Oh,
oh
really?
Great.
I'd like to do that. So I've got all kinds of things in mind.
So you're not stopping. That's fantastic.
Oh, no.
Why not?
As long as I can do it. Thank you. As long as I can do it, I think I will. But you know what? Here's the other part of it. You know what it takes at this age to be able to do all this and get up on stage and sing and dance and do it for an hour and a half and engage the audience? I do my marathon recording that I did. Well, you know, I do a lot of cardiovascular, you know, aerobic workout, and I do weight training. And weight training, of course, is for strength and endurance, which you need to be able to prance around on stage and do all that stuff.
Very true.
And also for those marathon recording sessions, like the one I just had to make this album, and also to hold those notes, you know, you've got to have good breath control. So
you do, absolutely.
All the aerobics works to keep the cardiovascular fitness going as well as the respiratory system. You know, it's an athletic performance to sing.
Especially for 8 hours? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that was a good one. 8 hours and 2 days. That was 16 hours of recording.
And you still had a voice afterwards?
No, I didn't speak for a week, as a matter of fact.
I bet, yeah.
And between days, I didn't speak at all. And then I went to the ENT to make sure I hadn't destroyed myself.
Exactly.
I had an inspection of those vocal cords.
Wow. What kind of aerobics were you doing that were helpful for singing?
For singing, I do running and walking, power walks.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And running as well. Because you just have to keep that up if you're going to be able to push the air and have a decent sound.
Exactly.
Exactly. You look like you're in great shape, too.
Well, thank you. God knows with all the exercise I do, I should be.
You should be. That's right.
I work. I'm just not sitting on my little, you know, posterior.
Yes.
And about my website, you make sure you mention www.MaggieSimonSings.com. And that's Maggie with a Y.
And if they just go to CD Baby, how do they find you? Just find your name?
No, I think they could do that, but the best, most direct way is to go to my website. And then CD
Very
Baby
good.
Comes up, and all the places, you know, iTunes, Google Play, YouTube, Spotify, Tidal, another one called Jaxta just appeared. They asked for my music. So it's just growing. That's what's wonderful about social media. It just has a life of its own.
It really does.
And it really shows that, you know, through doing that too, you can create your grown not only like a business or a celebrity or all sorts of things, you know, and it doesn't really matter how old you are at all.
Oh, no, no, no. If they like you and what you do, it's mm-hmm. fine. It's not a problem. There's really no limits. You just have to be in shape to deliver the goods. Now they're asking me, okay, we like this CD. When's the next one? I'm like,
Yeah, Lenny Breeze.
Greedy, greedy. I'm going to take a year off. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, once you start doing that, it gets addicting, doesn't it? It's like you
well,
want to keep
know.
Doing it.
And, you know, it's not like you're 12 years old anymore either doing this. You know?
That's true.
Nothing to be said
exactly.
about why you do it when you're young. But, oh, well, I'm young at heart.
Well, you're lucky because, you know, sometimes people get to a certain age, like even like Julie Andrews, and they lose their voices. And so, but you seem to be able to maintain it.
Well, she's, God love her, she's much older than I am. So she's used it that much more. So,
that's true. And what she's used it a lot. I mean, through her
home. Yeah. But, you know, even Adele had, at the age of 19, she was working so hard, so fast, so furiously. She's such a big hit. She's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And
she really
too
is.
Had, she had to take a rest. You know, she had problems with nodes, too. And she had to take a year off and get them removed and rehabilitate herself. I mean, it's hard being a singer. It really is.
It really is. I know.
Sharon's a singer, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
So anyway, after the album session was over, I didn't speak for a week.
Oh, boy.
I'll tell you, I like to say my vocal cords were in a sling.
So when are you going to do your next live show?
Well, that'll be the CD released, you know, show.
Oh, yes.
Probably. I would say probably around the fall. I'll see how it does, what traction it gets, and then I'll have something good to talk to and incorporate in my pattern.
Are you going
to
do more concerts like the Catalina Jazz Club?
Oh, sure. I'll do that, too. I'll just have to put together more shows. Hey, they all want more,
yeah.
more.
You got to put together more material so you're ready for the next CD.
You got it. There's a lot of material I have handy that I haven't done yet, so that will be okay.
Very good. Yeah.
A huge repertoire. Huge.
Yeah, I bet you do. Well, it's been really exciting to talk to you, and God, good luck with all of that. That's just so exciting.
Very exciting,
Rebecca. Thank you, Sharon. It's been a pleasure spending the afternoon with the two of you, and I hope that you make mention of that website, www.maggiesimonsings.com, Maggie with a Y.
Well, we'll put that in our show notes on twoboomerbroads.com also, and we'll have a link to your website, and we'll probably put your
and
video
to
in
YouTube.
There and everything.
Yeah.
Facebook. Maggie Simon Sings on Facebook. Maggie Simon Sings.
Oh, yeah. Definitely like her on Facebook.
Yay.
Absolutely.
Right.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Maggie.
To find out more about chiropractic health care, holistic health questions, and dynamic spinal stick yoga, go to my website, SharonRosen.com.
And please visit my website, BabyBoomster.com. Food, wellness, lifestyle, and travel for women over 50. Subscribe to Two Boomer Broads on iTunes, and please leave us a review. Or listen to our show at TwoBoomerBroads.com.